Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, how are your hands?
They're a little cold, but I'll
Hey, everybody. It's Jad, Dolly Parton's America. We are currently editing the final episode of the series. It will drop a week from today. In the meantime, I want to wish you all a very happy holidays. And as a holiday offering, in a token of our appreciation for listening to the series, spreading the word, I want to share with you a little more music that we gathered along the way. I mean, we were super lucky on this project. We got to work with some incredible musicians who performed some Dolly songs for us, shared with us some of their own work. In this bonus EP, you're going to hear two different performers, singer-songwriters, starting with the musician Nora Brown.
It's a fretless banjo.
Okay.
Nora is a very wise, very old soul who is actually only 14 years old, already well-established in the old-time music scene, already has an album. We'll link to it from our website. We recorded her at this beautiful church in Brooklyn called St. Augustine Church. Really big domed ceilings. And we sat sort of right in front of the altar.
Okay.
And she got out her banjo and played us a song.
How did you even learn to play this?
Well, I started with this man named Shlomo Pesco.
Okay.
And he was based out of Brooklyn. And He started teaching me old-time music when I was six, but not on the banjo, on the ukulele.
Oh, wow.
And then he passed away, and then I started learning banjo from him. I just began to learn the banjo before he died, but I didn't really get much time learning from him.
Okay.
So then I started learning from some other people around
Brooklyn. Okay, wow.
The song she played for us is called The Very Day I'm Gone, which was written by the late ballad singer 80 Graham. Nora first heard it off an album of 80 Graham's songs, performed on that record by the duet Anna and Elizabeth. Here's Nora's version. I just can't stop playing the song. Thank you.
sidetrack my engine and go. Yes, I'll sidetrack my engine and go.
You'll hear more of Nora in the next episode. She assisted us in creating a scene from Dolly's childhood. Next musician that we want to play for you is a woman named Amethyst Kia, who's based in Johnson City, Tennessee, not too far from Knoxville. Amethyst recently collaborated with Rhiannon Giddens, Allison Russell, and Layla McCalla. They formed the group Our Native Daughters and just released an album called Songs of Our Native Daughters, critically acclaimed album. And we initially contacted Amethyst and asked her if she'd be willing to play an old mine workers labor organizing song from West Virginia that told the story of some of the violence that occurred in those labor camps. We didn't end up using that song because we cut the whole scene from episode 7, but in the course of things, Amethyst ended up performing an original song of hers that, like the last one from Nora, just stuck so deep in my head.
The song is called Firewater. Every spirit, and I'm still laying here crying on the floor. On the floor. So, can you just leave me be? Being drenched in fire, water won't save me. I'll forsake the path of filth and flee. Thank you. So in the dark I find the answers that I need. City lights are the only stars I ever see. How many nights until I finally can breathe? How many spirits does it take to lift a spirit? I don't know, I don't know. 'Cause I bought every spirit and I'm still laying here crying on the floor, on the floor. So can you just leave me be? Being drenched in fire, water won't save me. How forsake the path of filth feels? Can you
That was Amethyst Kia performing the song Firewater at the Willow Tree Coffee House in Johnson City. Thanks to Terry Dozier for lending us that space to record in. And thank you to James Napoli for recording. And thanks to Justin Hiltner, bluegrass player from our first bonus EP, who really connected us to Nora and Amethyst. And thanks also to Sam Gleaves for doing the research and performing that mining song, really bringing it to light for all of us. You can find out more about Amethyst and Nora on our website, dollypartonsamerica.org. We will be back in 1 week with the final episode. In the meantime, happy holidays, everybody.